This podcast discusses cannabis and is intended for audiences 21 and over. Welcome to How to Do the Pot, a podcast demystifying cannabis for women. I'm Ellen Scanlon. On these short episodes, we share women's stories about the first time they bought legal weed. I hope they bring a little fun and a new perspective into your week. Tiffany Liff is the Florida-based managing director at Entourage Effect Capital, a private investment firm focused on the cannabis industry.
The first time I bought legal marijuana was in Boulder, Colorado, at a dispensary called The Farm. My husband had been diagnosed with cancer, and somebody had sent us a honey stick infused with THC that he took a few times while he was going through chemo, which helped him tremendously. And there was nowhere in the state we were living to purchase marijuana, so I flew to Colorado and purchased it for him so that I could bring it back. And it helped with a multitude of ailments that he was having, from lack of appetite to just being able to get up and function when our children would come visit him in the chemo ward, to dealing with pain from neuropathy post-chemo. And that was my first experience in purchasing marijuana in my entire life. It had never been a part of our lives prior. And I was taken at the professionalism, I guess, of the space. Everybody has the historical stereotypes if you're middle-aged like I am. And it was a very professional run process. They took your ID when you walked in. They told you the rules, no pictures. You waited in the waiting room where you were able to browse product before you went back into the room for purchase. So I was impressed with that process of it. Since then, in the state in which we live in, it has become medically legal and fairly easy to get a medical card. And so we are able to purchase it on a regular basis. I use it for insomnia and pain. I'm a triathlete and a marathon runner. And at 50, that's not so easy anymore. So a lot of ailments. I use it for pain relief and sleep, as well as my husband still uses it for the pain from neuropathy that is a side effect, ongoing side effect of chemotherapy. So it has changed our lives in many ways for the better. I'm happy that we're in a state now where we can legally purchase it. And hopefully in the future, there will be an opportunity in all 50 states for everybody to have the opportunity to do so for whatever condition that ails you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of How to Do the Pot. If you'd like to share your story about the first time you bought legal weed, please send a voice memo to hi@dothepot.com or DM us at dothepot. For lots more information and past episodes, visit dothepot.com. And that's also where you can sign up for How to Do the Pot's newsletter, which comes out every other Friday. And if you like How to Do the Pot, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It helps more people find the show. Thanks to Maddie Fair, our brand manager, and our producer, Nick Patry. I'm Ellen Scanlon, and we'll be back soon with more of How to Do the Pot.